Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Esprit.net News.
I want to get the language right tonight.
This is America. My president is
don't ever let anybody tell you that your efforts don't matter.
This is not a war zone. These are unarmed people.
Politicians and commentators.
Let anybody take your man.
Did I remind you that I've done this before?
It doesn't make you tough to hurt these people.
You have tuned into Independent Thought Radio, where we cover world and national news with current affairs. Some good, some bad, but it's all the news you need to know. I'm your host, Jerome Esprit, bringing you straight talk outside the headlines. So sit back and relax, call in, or hit us up in chat. Now, as long as you're ready, we're ready.
Welcome again to Esprit.net News. I'm your host, Jerome. On this program, we have, you know, a bunch of news. You know, the Mueller press conference happened this week, so we will be talking about the pending impeachment of the dotard, but we're going to talk about that. We also have, you know, a bunch of stuff from Google. Google banned marijuana delivery apps, just a bunch of things. That's at the App Store, by the way. We also have the Israeli parliament voted to dissolve itself. They're having problems over there. And Warner Brothers, Warner Media, NBC Universal, Disney, Netflix, all these guys are threatening Georgia that if they pass their heartbeat bill, they are not going to do movies there. We have that. And a lot of other news. So also, you know, I forgot to say this one. We also have that Comcast, because I left them out, they want to install motion detector devices in homes that can track your bedroom and bathroom habits. All right, that's all I want to say. We have that and much more, and we have some courthouse news, just news from this week that's, you know, this week in court, I guess is another way to put that. But we have more news, and I want to remind everyone that we have a weekly news rap show. That's what you're listening to. And you can dial in live 909-265-9189 whenever you want to come on and check out the show. You also can check us out in the archives. That is at EspritRadio.soulofsyracuse.com, EspritRadio.soulofsyracuse.com if you want to catch up. Because in the words of my girl Lucy Abreu, there's always news you can use, so you can go back and check some of those shows out. We also have on this show, I kind of skimmed through some news stories, but we do have some news stories that we missed from last time. So we're going to do some, not only this week news, but we're going to do some news from last week because we have a lot more of that information as well. Now, in Phoenix, Arizona, had a year-on-year population spike of 25,288 to reach 1.63 million residents in 2018, making it the fastest-growing city in America. That's according to the U.S. Census data. San Antonio, Texas was second. And then, you know, if you don't know, New York City still remains the largest city by population with nearly 8.39 million residents, and that, although that's down by 39,000 residents compared to 2017, it still is double of what any other city is. I think Los Angeles is coming close, but it's not that close. All right, now Nike says it'll end its financial penalties for pregnant athletes by waiving performance targets for a year. Now, Nike spokesman said that we recognize Nike Incorporated can do more, and there is a more important opportunity for the sports industry collectively to evolve to support female athletes. So here's how this goes. If you had a Nike contract and you got pregnant, you did not get paid from the time that you went on maternity, or I guess probably while you're pregnant. Nike wouldn't pay them, wouldn't pay your athletes. So they made a policy decision. I guess I'm going to say that in a sarcastic way, is what Nike has done. We'll see how that works out. Now, the Commerce Department estimates that April to June, their growth will be below 2%, despite the 3.1% achieved from January to March. So the Trump administration is projecting a 3% growth over the next decade. I don't think we're going to make it. So we're gonna watch this thing come crashing down on them on the economic side. We're not cheering for that, but technically, when you start spending and giving large tax breaks and not paying for it, at some point it's going to crash in on you. Now, airports are introducing an antimicrobial trays at security checkpoints in a bid to stop the spread of disease. Now, by the end of the summer, more than 30 major hubs across the United States will have introduced the trays, which all have been treated with a powerful micro technology. So who knows how that works? But apparently they're going to have an airport. Target recalled 90,000 USB charger cables over electric shock risks and potential fire hazards after reports of smoking and they sparked or igniting. So the retail chain Target said Wednesday that it issued a recall of 90,000 Heyday, is what it's called, 3-foot-long lightning USB charging cables that the company says have been sparking and catching fire and burning people's fingers. So if you have those, take them back to Target. Also, the grocery store chain Aldi's recalled 5-pound bags of Baker's Corner all-purpose flour after 17 people in 8 states were sick with E. coli between December 2018 and April of 2019. So if you still have that sitting in the cabinet, it's Baker's Corner all-purpose flour. Now, Qantas Airlines is offering a special deal to young economy travelers flying internationally with the carrier, allowing them to relax in the business lounge for free. Now, the promotion, which runs until the 31st of August 2019, is valid for Qantas flights departing between now and February 29, 2020. Now, to take advantage of this offer, you need to sign up at the company's website and be between the ages of 18 and 35. Now, I never thought that I would have a fake ID that says that I was younger, but I think I might have to get this one. Now, the flight you can purchase, the flight you purchase must have the QF letters in front, so it can't be any of their partner airlines. But all it has is comfortable sofa chairs, an all-day buffet menu, a barista-made coffee, and high-speed internet. And there's also a delicatessen bar, on hand. There's showers, newspapers, Apple computers. Again, I never thought you would need a false ID to say that you're younger than you are, but you may have to get one if you want to fly Qantas. Now, okay, you're listening to Esprit Dat News. I just wanted to run up a couple of those, and I see the commission's on board, so let's bring in Kathleen and see how she's doing today. Kathleen, how are you? As I was rushing through.
Hey.
I didn't know if I was still on mute. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm good. Just had to run through a couple. As I did that story, I kept thinking, how do we we missed our perks. Well, at least I did. I don't know if you did, but since I'm not between 18 and 35, I can't get that little Qantas deal.
Yeah, I want that too. So I think I'm with you on getting the false ID.
Hey, You know?
Whatever.
I know. What you going to do? Yeah, I was going to say, what you going
to
do?
And what do they know about the kings out. Anyway, 18 to 35? They should have been doing that for other folks.
Exactly.
Come on. They don't know nothing about
you know,
that.
Well, I guess this is the way they can get people who are past 35 out of it. People past 35 don't care. They just want to get where they're going. So technically, you can't really be like, hey, we got a lounge, high-speed internet. You're like, hey, what time my flight leave? Stop trying to distract me. So I guess I see where this is going, but I didn't catch that right up front. Okay, now, Facebook is helping companies to use your data to target. They're using data and target ads based on your credit score. So, according to a writer at The Intercept, he spoke with an anonymous source at Facebook who produces confidential documents detailing the data sharing. So, they're putting ads on your Facebook now based on what your credit score is. Now, I got plenty of jokes for this one, but I am not going to share them. It seems kind of weird.
What?
I was going to say my target ads might get blocked. Like why am I getting now I just get Walmart and Dollar Tree stuff. I don't know where that came from. Now, Google has been keeping track of your shopping via Gmail for years, despite promising privacy for everyone. So according to a new report, this information is already available to people, although most probably are unaware because of their purchase function is hardly unknown. So if you're on Google and you're using Google, they're tracking your shopping. You know how you order something and you say, what's my email address? And it says Gmail. And so your receipt goes to Gmail. Well, they're tracking what you're buying through Gmail. All right. So I know. Speaking of Google, Google is banning marijuana delivery apps from its Play Store. Now, even in states where marijuana is legal, they're saying that if you're attempting to purchase or even just directing somebody towards purchasing marijuana, Google is going to ban those apps from their Play Store. Haters, I'm just joking. I'll just say that for later. I'm no marijuana fan, but I'm just saying. That just seems odd. They can just pick it too. They won't ban racist people off of Jack, but they will say, yeah, y'all can't smoke. Okay.
Yeah.
Google Maps, is now warning drivers for upcoming speed traps. So that WAZE app, WAZE app, that tells you when there's a policeman near you, Google Maps now has that on there, that they're just telling people there's a speed trap coming ahead.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you know, that's interesting that they would do that. Well, they're tracking you anyway, so they're going to start, the police are going to kind of be off sleeping while Google says, hey, so-and-so is speeding. They'll start doing it the other way around. Instead of alerting you where the police are, they'll be alerting police where you are.
Alerting the police where you are.
Yeah, exactly. So you trust them in tracking. Google's going to start telling on you. They're already selling your information. All right.
That's
now,
right.
Comcast, wait a minute. Are you in Comcast location? I know my cousin, I think it's Comcast, for cable television. Okay. Comcast wants to install motion detector devices in homes that can track your bedroom and bathroom habits. Now, they said by detecting these kind of behaviors, it could help caregivers or doctors better ascertain if elderly or disabled people are having undiagnosed health conditions. So if you go to the bathroom too much, Comcast just want to monitor that and go, you all right? Can you imagine that whole
What happened to pen and paper? Well, I could just write down the number of times I've went to the bathroom. What happened to that? Or I could just take my own blood pressure. What happened to a pencil?
Yeah.
Remember, give me a pencil.
Yeah, exactly. With a pencil. Get a pencil, somebody. Hey, so here's the thing. Even though I when I watch people like put out technology and they say this is making your life better, it's like doing the, you know, ancestry testing, you know, when they're like, mm-hmm. find out where you're from kind of stuff. It is hilarious to me that they're using that to solve crimes. They're using it because they don't give a rat where you're from. They're taking your DNA and they're stashing it. But you're paying for it.
Yeah.
And they send you some nice little color-coded chart, and it's like, you may be from this region, or that one, or maybe that one. We're not really sure. But you're paying for it. So that's what this reminds me of. Comcast is like, oh, yeah, yeah. We're going to put motion detector in your house to see when you go to the bathroom and when you're going out the bedroom. So you'll get a call.
I know when I go to the bathroom. Like, why do you need to know?
Well, first of all, why do you need
to go to the bathroom?
Wait a minute. So why do they need to know when you go into the bedroom either? Like,
exactly.
Yeah. It's like you
that's
ain't doing
some,
enough sleeping.
Some freaky deaky stuff. No, forget it. No.
Exactly. Exactly. See, that's what I'm saying. Like, their excuse for wanting to put a camera in your bedroom don't even make sense.
Come on, please.
Like, yeah, exactly. Like, Comcast
and the bathroom.
Yeah. Yeah, Comcast is up to no good. That's all I want to say about them. Because I can tell where this is going, and it ain't no place nice. Now, okay, so I just wanted to put that out there. All right, before we, I'll do the in black people news stories, because this is going to all be police related. The Chicago Police Department is sued after they handcuffed an 8-year-old and made his sibling stand outside in the rain for 2 hours doing a raid on their family home. So Dominique Wilson is suing the Chicago Police Department after she and her children were forced out of their home at gunpoint and her 8-year-old was put in handcuffs. So her lawyer says that they are emotionally traumatized. And wouldn't you be at 8 years old?
Yeah.
I don't know what to say about the police just losing their mind. But anyway. Now, a family of an inmate who died of dehydration from after prison guards denied him water for 7 days, they're receiving a $7 million payout. So the children of Terrell Thomas will receive $6.75 million settlement in Milwaukee County. Now, he died of dehydration in jail in 2016 after officers turned off his water in his cell.
What the hell is wrong with them?
You know, that's why I had to get that out the way, because I'm just thinking, I don't even know where to start. I really, really don't. So let's go into the special counsel stuff. That's why I was just moving past. I wanted to give some news before we get into the depressing part of the special counsel. or I could go into our matter of fact, we have a black-on-black crime on this show, so we're going to do a black-on-black crime segment. We'll do that last.
Okay.
So let's go. Okay. You're going to be surprised by this one because we probably should do a whole show on it. All right. Now, special counsel Robert Mueller, on Wednesday, reignited the demand for Donald Trump's impeachment by breaking his 2-year silence. And what he said is he denied that the U.S. – I don't even call him that. He denied that Trump is innocent of a crime. He said if we had confidence that the president clearly did not commit a crime, we would have said that. So Mueller said that from the podium at the Justice Department, and this is his first public remark since the investigation began. He said, we did not, however, make a determination as to whether the president did commit a crime. A president cannot be charged with a federal crime while he's in office, is what he said. He said, that's unconstitutional, even if the charge is kept under seal and hidden from public view. That, too, is prohibited, is what Mueller said. So the special counsel office is a part of the Justice Department, and by regulations, it was bound by that department's policy charging the president with a crime was therefore not an option we could consider. All right, now, if you don't know anything about this, so, you know, after he handed in his 448-page Russian report on the Russian election interference, he distributed a memo during his press conference. His office did. So he did a press conference. They put out a memo, and he said, you know, when he started, he said, "I hope and expect this to be the only time that I will speak about this matter." That's not going to happen, Mueller. I just wanted to tell him that right quick. the document distributed Wednesday included reporters' questions to Barr at Barr's press conference, and it just pretty much said, it explained to Barr that his reasons for not charging the president, or sorry, charging Trump with obstruction of justice. The memo follows up with the language that could have been attributed to Mueller. So, you know, the same thing. He said it was the Justice Department's policy were the principles under which we operated, is what Mueller said. From them, we concluded that we could not reach a determination one way or another about whether Trump committed a crime. That is the office's finest position, the final position, and we will not comment on any other conclusions or hypotheticals about Trump. So Mueller said that he was bound by the internal Justice Department guidelines. And that's all I wanted to say about that. So he did articulate that when he spoke again, but I still think that that's garbage, because now Barr is out here saying pretty much that he don't know why Mueller just didn't say if he believed that Trump committed a crime or not.
He did.
This is getting a little convoluted, but go ahead.
He did say it. He said it.
What do you mean?
Okay, so.
Oh, yeah, he Ryan did. He did. That's why.
Right.
Well, that's why Mueller kept saying, read it. You know, when he started off, he wants everybody to read the report, right? So,
right, and stop asking me what I said when you could read what I said.
Right. So he said charging the president with a crime was therefore not an option that we can consider, and he also noted that the Constitution requires a process other than the criminal justice system to formally accuse a sitting president of wrongdoing. He clearly said, "Go to Congress. It's Congress's job to get rid of this fool for wrongdoing." But in between the lines, he's saying he committed wrongdoing, because he would have said he didn't do anything. So he's saying,
right,
"Go to Congress for. It's up to you when there's wrongdoing that you guys have to act, which means there's something to act on."
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we did everything we could do according to the law.
Yes. Yes. Now, okay. Let me catch everyone up to speed. Now, if this is your first show that you heard us talk about the Mueller report or the investigation, the New York Times actually talked about the 29 investigations related to Trump that's still going on. So not only do we have the Mueller report that says that there was 146 Russian contacts between the Trump campaign and Russian nationals, 146. That is in the Mueller report. So when somebody says they didn't conspire with the Russians, they had 146 contacts, but they didn't do anything? Like, what are you going to say about that? I don't think that was that many sporting events going on that they were like, well, we usually talk because we're in a fantasy football league. It was 146 contacts. Now, besides the Mueller report, which the interesting thing to me is, besides the Mueller report, there are 29 investigations related to Trump. So there's 10 federal criminal investigations going on now. There's 8 state local investigations, and there are 11 congressional investigations. So I'll try to be quick. Let me take a deep breath. Here's the 10 federal criminal investigations. The Inauguration Committee donation expenses. The Inauguration Committee donation.
Oh, wow, I forgot about that.
Yeah, the committee chairman ties to the Middle East. The business and political dealings at of a top fundraiser for the campaign and the inauguration, because other Trump countries were dumping money into his inauguration fund. They're getting investigated for this. This is what's going on now. The role of Trump and others in concealing the hush money payments that Michael Cohen is in jail for. His lawyers offered, you know, this Trump's personal lawyers offered pardons to Cohen and Manafort, and that's being investigated. There's allegations of inflated insurance claims. There's the pending prosecution of Roger Stone, the possible lobbying violations by firms recruited by the campaign chairman. There's a pending prosecution of former Manafort associates. There's a bank officer who sought Trump administration job that's being investigated. Now, there's also eight state and local Trump organization insurance practices that's been investigated. The contributions to the Trump inaugural committee is being investigated by the state. The role of Trump's children and his businesses in Trump's inauguration is being investigated. Pending criminal prosecution of Manafort on state mortgage fraud charges is pending. There's allegations of misuse of charitable assets, self-dealing, and campaign finance violation by the Trump Foundation. There's allegations of Trump Organization inflated financial assets, Trump family tax schemes is being investigated, and whether Trump and his family underpaid their taxes. Those are state and local investigations that are going on. So the 11 congressional investigations are the potential foreign influence over Trump and possible attempts to obstruct justice. We know that what this is. The possible role of Trump and others to conceal the hush money payments. The possible obstruction of justice and abuse of power by Trump and his administration. The possible abuses of White House security clearances process. That's being investigated. And whether Trump misrepresented his net worth is being investigated. And alleged use of private messaging by the White House officials, Trump's tax returns, Trump's communication with Putin, possible money laundering, Russian interference in the election, and proposed U.S. nuclear ventures with Saudi Arabia. Those are all being investigated right now. So everybody kept saying the Mueller's report done, so there's nothing else being investigated. Those are all also going now.
Wow.
Probably the most corrupt administration in the history of the doggone country. That's
wow.
What people have to look forward to.
Yeah.
Now, I don't even know where to begin with that. I just wanted to make sure I brought everybody up to speed because I think I was brushing past that Mueller thing too fast, but
yeah.
It seems kind of strange to me that, you know, the Democrats are moving so slow. So there's a news story out today saying that Congress people who are in primarily black districts, you know, in the white districts, they're saying, oh, my constituents don't care about the Mueller thing. They want to talk about taxes and whatever. This is, you know, Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders and all those guys saying that. They're saying the congressmen in their districts who are in black who are predominantly black districts, those folks are saying, how come this fool's still in office? They said they're getting bombarded, so the pressure for Congress and Nancy Pelosi is going to come from the people on the ground saying, why are you not doing anything? So one of the congressmen said that he was asked that, you know, one of the his constituents said, we elected you to get him out of office, and what are you doing? So once they keep that pressure up, they won't be able to sit back and act like nothing's going on. But
I hope they hurry up with it.
Well, you know, they have recess in, coming up again. They just came back off vacation, if they're back yet even. And then they have a debt ceiling that's coming up, I think that's August or September. They're supposed to pass a federal budget, which, again, have not passed the federal budget since Obama was in office. So we'll see how this goes with a debt limit in September. But, Wow. You know, a gerrymandering expert told the Trump administration to ask about citizenship in the 2020 census to help secure an electoral advantage for Republicans and non-Hispanic whites. He had a secret file. The guy passed away, and someone took it off of his hard drive. So Republican redistricting experts urged the Trump administration to include the citizenship question on the census to hurt Democrats and to give the advantage to white folks. So they're asking citizenship questions not for any other reason but to discourage people from filling out the census. You know, I'm thinking if you throw your census out, if you miss a question on the census, do they send it back? Because I'm thinking that they don't.
Oh,
okay.
No, they don't send it back.
Yeah, because it's supposed to be kind of anonymous anyway, isn't it?
Uh-huh. No,
yeah.
I actually, did I put your name on it? Did I put your name on it?
I don't think you did.
I don't think so. They asked you everything else, though.
Yeah, they send it to you, and they know what address they send it to, and they send it to you with your name on it. But the data that you filled out is supposed to be just for a FYI thing. But you do fill out your name. That's how we find out migration patterns and stuff. Like, but they're not supposed to use it for anything outside of census.
Yeah, it's just like Google.
And it was supposed to be. Yeah, it's supposed to be a way to determine, I think it's in the Constitution, to determine the actual population so that people have representation. So it's not supposed to be a political document. Yeah, they want to know exactly how many people there are in the country at any given time, whether you're illegal or not. But, of course, you know, somebody's not doing that. All right, now J.P. Morgan Chase is offering men the same parental leave as women after a $5 million class action suit victory for fathers seeking equal rights. So the payout will be distributed amongst hundreds or potentially thousands of men who sought primary caregiver leave and were denied it over the past 7 years. I don't know what that means exactly and how they're going to determine this, but apparently J.P. Morgan Chase is pretty horrible to their the people where they want to take maternity. Yeah.
Well, probably.
I
was going to say they probably have a very significant male population anyway. So So all this time.
So they don't care.
Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Another way to.
Yeah.
I'm not saying they shouldn't give it to them, but it's just another way. I'll just leave it there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you know what I forgot about the Trump stories? Is that Cher, the singer Cher, wrote on Twitter that she would love to see Donald Trump locked up in prison. And made a boy toy of Big Bubba, is what she said, after she called for his impeachment, saying that it was a stupid joke and she deleted it. I don't know what to think about that one way or another, but it just seemed kind of odd that somebody would write that. That was Cher.
A boy, okay.
And, it's weird. But anyway, Gayle King has already improved the ratings of CBS this morning. Just a week after she was brought back to the network's major, they had a major shakeup on CBS this morning. And King's first week saw 760,000 viewers in the key demographic of 25 to 54 demo. And that's up from, I guess it was almost 10,000 more viewers to the week prior. So last week the show had 1.3 million total viewers up from the prior week. So I guess Gayle's earning that money that they just paid her. I forgot how much they paid Bader, but she's earning it. Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Now, did you see that Tiffany Haddish, the actress Tiffany and comedian, revealed during a talk with the Hollywood Reporter that she secretly recorded casting agents talking about her after she auditioned for a role? So she said she heard things like, "She's not urban as I thought she'd be," or "She's so ghetto,
she's not
I just
what?
Can't," or "Her, she's not as urban as I thought she'd be."
Oh, wow.
Or they said that she's so ghetto, I just can't, or her boobs aren't big enough, or I really think we should go with a white girl. Now, what she said she would do, she said she would put her phone on voice memo and put it in her bag when she went to do an audition. So she would leave her bag and then walk out and then say, "Oh, I forgot my purse," and come back and get her purse. And she recorded them talking about it. She just wanted that punishment. That's all that was. She knew it wasn't going to be nice.
Yeah, she...
Now everybody's going to stop talking when you leave your purse someplace. They'd be like, "I know she's coming back." Now, major phone companies, including Sprint and Verizon, said that they finally stopped selling user location data 1 year after a bombshell report sparked backlash. Now, they say that they finally stopped collecting their customers' location data and sharing it with third parties so the users could be easily tracked. They're not tracking you no more. That's what they say.
And I'm supposed to believe
now,
that? Oh, okay.
No. They're just putting that out. They said they're not doing it as much no more. No, I'm just joking.
Right.
They said they're not doing it.
Because as
right,
far
now,
as they were concerned, they weren't doing it before either.
Change their story until they changed the story to say we stopped doing what we didn't say we was doing before.
What we
like
said
they
we
were
weren't
just using
doing
all
in
kind
the
of, yeah. They were using all kind of double and triple negatives on that. Now, okay. Now, this is not a this is not a, a black or white because wait a minute. Oh, no. I'm going to leave this one for black and white, too. I guess. This one's bad. Okay, no, we're going to do this now. A Florida woman is arrested for whipping her 26-year-old stepson with a belt after he arrived late home from a party after his midnight curfew. She was charged with battery over the instrument, and it occurred in the early hours of Thursday morning. But, see, I don't even know where to begin with this because we all know. First of all, we know two things. She got arrested, and she whooped the 26-year-old. She was in Florida.
For breaking
a midnight curfew at
26.
That.
26. Almost 30.
She's 26. He had a midnight
you
curfew.
In my house. That's
and
right.
She whooped him. And got arrested.
You in my house, you abide by my rules.
Okay.
You come in at
I'm
midnight.
Sorry. They didn't specify whether she was sitting on a porch smoking a cigarette. They didn't say. I'm not sure.
Because then we know for sure she was black.
That is just like a hint of a doubt. She's like, "Hold on, before y'all get here, let me put this out.
Let me, a new port."
Yeah, okay. They didn't say whether she was whether she had Newports or not. All right, now I can't remember if we talked about this before or when this came on, but did you see the Jefferson All in the Family event that happened last week?
I did not.
You know, Jamie Foxx.
I did not.
And George
I heard
Jefferson
it was very good, but I didn't see it.
Yeah, I don't know if I like the episode that they chose. Like, if they do a Sanford and Son, like, let's plan this for the network executives in case you want to bring back an older show. I know if you bring back Good Times, everybody want to do the scene where Florida loses James. Everybody wants that one. But I don't want that one. I want the one where James threatens Mad Dog. Like when he had to go to court, when he had the little things, he kept breaking them pretzels. That was hilarious. I don't know if you remember that scene. Or if you're going to do, like Sanford and Son, they should do the one where Fred Sanford go to court. And I can tell this was written by Paul Mooney. But he said, they said something about not knowing color or race or something. And then Red Fox said, there's enough N-words in here to film a Tarzan movie. They need to do that one. Because they were cussing on TV back then. That would be a little bit more interesting. But they're probably going to do the safe ones if they do something like a Sanford and Son or a Good Times and whatever. But if you're going to do that, they should be viewer choice ones. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to bring them back with a bang. So that you go, oh, I know why this ain't on TV no more. Do that one. Or there's a Sanford and Son someone reminded me of what Aunt Esther said when some guy said something about Lamont being his son, and Aunt Esther said, called him the N-word about talking about her sister. Like that, like she saved, and she was like, Negro. Vanessa was not having that. I just wanted to know if you saw that. That was from what I hear, it was pretty interesting.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, did you see like that? I guess it was last week or the week before. Mike Pence spoke at West Point. He had a nerve, like, West Point happened to have, like, one of the most diverse graduating class that they ever had. And that fool went in there and said that it was virtually certainty that they'll see combat and hence that the battlefield could be in this hemisphere. He goes there to a military school to get them riled up for war.
Right.
Yeah. Wow. They all got to go. And I have to say, I've seen, people talk about, the impeachment stuff and the Mueller report, and there was only very few people who I've heard say this, but very, like, firm. They were like, if he gets impeached, Pence needs to go with him because he was in the campaign stuff, too, and all the things that they're accused for, he has been his right-hand man in doing that. Even if he has no control over it. He is definitely complicit. So Mike Pence needs to go. You know. A top Chicago bank CEO is charged with bribing Paul Manafort with $16 million in credit to get a top Trump administration job. So Stephon Calk, who's the CEO of a Chicago-based federal savings bank, was indicted by federal prosecutors in New York for corruption over claims that he got Paul Manafort to push Kirchner to get him a job. He gave him $16 million credit.
Yeah, really? Come on.
I know. You know, I mean, I'm just saying, that's just, they're going a long, long way on this one. All right. So here we go. Before we go to that, I know we have we're running late today on our show. All right. So I have a black on black crime I would like to share with you today. Unless you want to talk about some more news, because I think this may last a minute. Okay. You sure?
That's good. Yep.
You good?
Yep, I'm good.
You know. See, I'm stalling because, I can always pull out some bad news stories. Matter of fact, I'll still give some a little bit later on. But,
okay.
All right. So this black-on-black crime is Dionne Warwick versus Beyonce. Now, we could do a whole show on this, and I might have to get Kai on this. But Dionne Warwick was quick to admit that fellow artist Beyonce is an incredible talent doing an interview with Essence on Wednesday. So she revealed that she's proud of building a musical career through 50-plus years in the industry, but Beyonce has a long road ahead of her before she can claim her iconic status. She said, I don't know if 10 years from now anybody can actually sing the songs of our babies today, is what she said. She said it's not, as you guys say, throwing shade. It's looking at it with reality. And when asked about Beyonce's star status, Dion doubted that she would reach a major level of notoriety. She said, I love her to death, but I can appreciate her talent, but that iconic status is a long road ahead. That's what Dion said about Beyonce. Now, I'm gonna say that is a black on black crime, because Dion don't, she ain't run after Britney Spears, she don't run after nobody else. Why would she talk about Beyonce? Beyonce is the best.
Somebody probably started that mess, and she thought finishing it was the thing to do.
No. She's been interviewed by Essence.
Unprovoked.
Yeah, she was. That seems kind of unprovoked, because what she said was that because she brought up, I think they were talking about how she's been in the industry for 50 years and this and that. And so they may have asked her about some of the other people out there. And she brought up Beyonce. Now, we know, you know, she has an impressive catalog of songs. Wishing and Hoping, I think, is one of her songs. Walk On By, Say a Little Prayer, all of those songs. But I was no Dionne Warwick fan, so I'm really the worst person to talk about this story. But it just seems like she was just being a little bit of a hater. Not a little bit. She's doing a lot of hating on Beyonce. You know when somebody say something like, but I really do love her, but she don't love her. She know Beyonce got a following. So I don't care how old Dionne Warwick is, but she, Yeah, I don't care. I'm just joking about this, though. I'm like, I know she's 78, but these young kids don't care these days. Don't talk about Beyonce
that. Don't even go there.
You know, don't even try it. Now, you know, wait a minute. So I didn't ask you. Do you think that's a black-on-black crime that she went at her? Or was it just her being critical? I won't plant that on you.
I think it was a black on black crime. But let me say this though: if she had stuck to a lot of those songs, you're not going to be able to sing when you're 78.
Mm-hmm.
I think the only way you'll be able to get away with it is because everybody else that she was singing to is going to be 78 too. So
right,
they might be still trying to do the, you know, bent over kind of rock, which, you know, how old folks do that rock.
Yeah.
So you might be able to still sing that Lemonade and whatever else. But not just Beyonce, though. I mean, hold on.
I'm talking about
Beyonce. Just all those songs that get a little ratchet, you know, if that's what she's saying, that, you know, when you're older, you may not be able to get away with singing a lot of that stuff.
But people are always going to sing Single Ladies. Like, that's a wedding song now. All the single ladies.
But that's
not
the kind of music I'm not talking. Yeah, but that's not
the kind of
music
I thought. I know, but I'm saying. Yeah, but she's playing her like she has a bunch of ratchet music. Right? So Beyonce has all of that whole destiny.
No, I thought she was saying that generally. I didn't know that was directed towards Beyonce. I thought that was just about the music in general.
No, she said that she loved her to death and can appreciate her talent, but iconic status, that's a long road ahead, because she was saying that she doesn't what was the word that she used? She said that I don't know if 10 years from now anybody can actually sing the songs of our babies today. She did say that about everybody across the board, but she pointed out Beyonce, and Beyonce must be who she was talking about. Right? And she said, I'm not throwing straight shade. I'm looking at the reality of it. But like I said, Destiny's Child, their catalog is huge. So there's always going to be something
amazing
that people are going to sing.
Like, I'm a survivor.
For example, yeah, there's a lot of songs that they can sing that people are going to have out there. So for her to say that is just kind of like, she can't judge it because she's not in Beyonce's peer age group, right? So, like, I have no Lil Wayne lyrics in my head, like none, zero, right? But I'm sure people in their whatever age probably know a lot of Lil Wayne songs. I know a Lil Wayne song, but it's technically not his. You know, Lil Wayne songs that I know is like juvenile songs, or, you know, did a little Cash Money stuff when he was little. Like, so I know those, but I don't know any songs that he made. Also, you know, another one is, you know, Ice Cube is coming to the New York State Fair this year, right? And someone said to me, one of the millennial kids said, Ice Cube, ain't nobody gonna go see that. And I said to her,
uh-oh,
let me tell you a nice little story. Ice Cube, I said this when we were younger, Ice Cube is going to play Vegas. Ice Cube and Snoop. Their audience is growing up with them. So even though you're not listening to it, they had a huge following. So they don't really need to impress little kids no more. They didn't really how that works. And plus, there's going to be a lot of white folks there. Right? They're doing, believe me, there's going to be a ton of people there. So anyway, yeah. So people sometimes have to see music a little bit differently and say, that just wasn't my stuff. Like, I didn't listen to Stacey Lattisaw back in the days. I didn't really listen to slow music too much. But I appreciated her. You know what I mean? Like, you appreciate the genre of music that you don't listen to, but you don't dismiss them. Like, that sucks. You don't do that.
Right. No.
All right.
Johnny Mathis would be a perfect example.
Yeah, Johnny Mathis. I appreciate watching, like, the weigh-in show where John Weathersmooth would talk about how much he liked Johnny Mathis. Like, I can respect that. I don't disrespect Johnny Mathis because he say that.
At all.
But,
at all.
Yeah. But
he's still singing.
I have that. And he's still singing. So, you know, I got to just respect that. Now, all right. Now, so in this story, you know, there's a, I guess it's called Weibo user, W-E-I-B-O. A user claims to have developed facial recognition software that can identify porn stars and match them to their social media profile. Now, they said that this is a horrendous example of AI misuse. So they're purporting to live in Germany and said that the software successfully identified more than 100,000 young ladies in which used to create a searchable database. So, again, with facial recognition software, you don't just want that going on because it's going to check everything. Now, in New York City, this is another story. More than 130 residents at a Brooklyn apartment complex opposed a plan to use cameras who use what experts are saying is quietly expanding in other cities. They're saying that the tenants at this New York City apartment complex are fighting the landlord's efforts to install facial recognition systems to access their building. So opposed to them having a key fob or some kind of electronic key, they want to use facial recognition to go into their apartment. Yeah. Now, San Francisco earlier this month became the first U.S. city to ban city police and government agencies from using facial recognition software. But private firms are also increasingly trying to use the technology.
Right. That's crazy.
Yeah. So, yeah, this is at the Atlantic Plaza Towers in Brownsville neighborhood of Brooklyn. The landlord, Nelson Management Group, is moving to install a new system to control entry into the buildings. It said it will use facial recognition to open the front doors for recognized tenants rather than traditional keys or electronic key fobs. Now, some residents fear that the move reflects spreading pressure of gentrification farther into the east of Brooklyn. So they're saying their desire to attract white, high-income residents to those buildings. The tenants are mostly black now, but they want to attract them there. So they said if they use the software, that they'll make it more secure for white tenants. Of course, Nelson Management is denying that that's true. The Nelson Management Group is. But, you know, New York City have buildings, including the Knickerbocker Village in Manhattan and the Morris Ave apartments in the Bronx, have facial recognition systems right now. But their installations have not been put to, Yeah, but they said they have not been put through a legal or regulatory test yet. Somebody's going to have to sue them to stop them from doing this.
Yeah.
Because I can see where this is going. And just like I said, you know, you collect facial recognition data on somebody, they're not giving that. I mean, they're going to start selling that stuff like, kind of like Facebook.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So let them keep that data in the database if you want to, but it's going to go someplace. It's going to go someplace you don't like.
Right.
In the waste can. I'm just joking. Now, I didn't ask you, what stories did I miss today?
Let's see. Oh, I know. And this is, I've been holding this one for a long time because, you know, we missed a couple of shows. But Idris Elba got married.
Oh, man. You know,
Where's Ty?
We need Ty on this one. Idris Elba. Because, you know, they're the funniest internet responses that I've heard, that I've seen and read since he got married. I mean, they are hilarious. Like, this one friend of mine, this is her statement. Congratulations, Idris, or whatever. She is very pretty, or whatever. Like, she's just like dismiss it, happy for it, or whatever. Like, they were like, you know, acknowledging it, but a little hating. They are hilarious.
A little.
Yeah, she's like, whatever. Yeah, I mean, she's pretty, but whatever. You know, I'm happy for y'all, whatever. Like, you know,
whatever.
Dismissing her. Hey, treat him like I treated Holly Berry over all these years. I don't really like her, but I can tell you this. I'm like, Holly's going to be divorced soon. Like, congratulations. She'll be back just over the years.
Oh,
I just say that because I'm not that big of a Holly Berry fan, but... You know, I didn't say the story. You know, Holly Berry, she stopped in her tracks for two black reporters that were denied interviews with her at the New York City premiere of John Wick Chapter 3. So the two reporters were getting skipped over. So the press people were like, oh, I'm sorry, we're running behind. We don't have time to speak to you, and tried to rush Holly Berry along. Holly Berry stopped, backed up, and came out and said, she said something like, I can't walk by and not speak to my brother and sister. She said, I can't skip my brother and sister. And so she came back out to interview with those two. Wow. So shout out to Halle Berry. Yeah.
Shout
good
out.
Because, you know, the problem is that black reporters are pushed to the end of the line. They don't get proper interviews. And so Halle Berry renewed, I'm trying to think of her name, Emma Marie. She's a reporter. Whoa, where did that come from? She's a reporter with, you know how the time goes after 30. But,
right.
She's a reporter with, I think it's called Emerald something, or with the Buzz TV. So.
Oh. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So she's the one who reported on that by saying, you know, they flat out came back, and I guess she and Keanu Reeves said, come back and interviewed with them. But Halle was like, y'all ain't leaving out my sister.
That's awesome.
That she did that.
That is very cool. Yeah. Very, very cool.
And, you know, we have to do some good news sometime towards the end of the show. Just to not bash on everybody. Because, you know, I would end talking about Dionne Warwick, but I'm just saying I'm going to be respectful of Dionne for a minute.
And,
not too much longer.
Not too much longer. Okay.
No. The longer I stay on the show, she's going to get it. So on that note,
right.
I guess we will cut it short. I didn't watch the rest of the game, but I'm sure Portland was probably going to.
Toronto.
Portland
right.
lost a long time ago. All right. Toronto won. So 1-0 Toronto against the Warriors. We're going to see how this is going to pan out. But they were at home, so we'll have to see. All right, on that note. All right, well, go get some rest. We will see you all again next week. We'll talk about some more news, and I'll try to be a little bit more fluent on my news next time.
You were fluent. You were just great. You were just great. And
right.
I'm just going to say a right. shout out to Idris and Sabrina or whatever.
Everybody's appreciating it or whatever. You know.
Oh, whatever.
That's how we do. Doing whatever. You know, I love my people. Hey, Idris or whatever her name is. No,
oh,
no hey.
Sabrina or whatever.
Or whatever, yeah. Like, I don't really know her name, but you know I know her name, or whatever.
Oh,
we
whatever.
We know what that means. That's what we're going to call her.
Oh, boy.
Sabrina or
oh,
whatever.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, no.
So next
so no,
week, if we get a chance, I would like to, I'd like to do the black person's version of Robert Mueller's speech yesterday.
Okay, cool. Cool.
Yeah.
We're going to. Are you going to do that for us? You going to give us our the black interpretation? We should have done this on this show. We should. All right. Cool.
I know. We just kind of we got past Mueller so fast that I didn't, you know, I didn't think of it till now.
Yeah. We need to do a black interpretation because that's what the complaint is that he's not using plain words. It's very obvious what he's saying to those people who can read in between what he's saying. But
yeah.
You shouldn't need an interpreter to English when you speak English. Just be clear.
But
that fool
did
it, and I can't charge him.
I got the interpretation for you.
Yeah, exactly.
But I got the interpretation, though. I do.
There you go. So we're going to have our legal interpretation next week on the show.
Legal
of the Mueller.
Legal Bonnet. Legally Bonnet.
Yes. We got Lebonics. That's what I'm going to be
Lebonics,
called now.
Thank you.
Our Lebonics hour. So we're going to have to do that with the Mueller. I think every show we're going to do a story and we're going to do a translation of whatever that story
yes.
is.
Yeah.
Okay. So we can make that happen.
Okay,
all right.
Good.
Okay. All right. So we'll get together soon. Maybe we fire one up on Saturday.
Yes, that sounds good.
Okay.
That sounds good.
All right.
All right.
So I'll check back with you. All right, see you again next week. All right.
Peace.